Okay, now, in the last week, the Pope has made a number of appearances in the media, as we know. Let's bring on our colleague and friend, Father Paul Kramer, and I'm going to go through some of these stories. Hello, Father Kramer. Thank you for getting up early. How are things in Ireland?
Well, things are falling apart as usual. The country is going to collapse soon.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. All right, here are some stories. First of all, let me separate out this. I think we should do this first, just because it's so obscene. And you could see these stories at the near the top of the homepage. I put them both up. First, Trump, age 79 and counting, posted an image, an AI image of himself, essentially as Jesus Christ, healing somebody. Astounding. It was, people didn't like it. The backlash was huge. So what does Trump do? He removes the picture, I guess, the next day, and puts some stupid story out that he thought it just portrayed him as a doctor. I mean, the guy is just the worst liar in the world. So what happens next? A day or two later, he releases another image, this time of Jesus standing to his right, our left, as we look at it. If you haven't seen it, you can see it on the homepage. And Jesus has his arms around Trump like he's trying to comfort his great warrior. I've never seen anything more repulsive in my life than these two pictures. And I know you've seen them, Father Kramer. Come on, let's hear it. What were you, what, how did it impact you?
Well, it just reminds me of the hypocrisy of it all, because Trump himself has admitted recently that he doesn't think he can get to heaven.
Well, I'll second that. Yeah. No. Thou shalt not lie. What is it? Thou shalt not kill people. How many people did you just kill in Iran, for example? How many people has he subsidized the mass genociding of in Gaza? He said Trump is a mass murderer. All right. Go ahead, please.
Yes, he falls short of Fidel Castro, who said, "I know I'm going to hell." Trump didn't go that far, but he admits that he has only a slim chance of getting to heaven. But I think his words were, he doesn't think he's heaven bound.
Well, I wonder if somebody told him or if his primitive brain put two pebbles together and he figured it out. I do know. It's awful. Just awful, this guy. Just, they don't get any worse. Remember, everything that happened in Gaza, friends, even though it's not in the headlines, those people are still suffering. They have been scarred and beaten and abused for life, those who are still alive. Trump paid for all of that. He's not just an accomplice. He is a prime perpetrator, along with his Jewish Zionist controllers. That's Gaza. And the Jewish war against Iran, same thing. Trump's paying for it all. No surprise there. Somebody actually had the courage over here the other day, somebody in the government, to say that, gee, Israel should be made to pay for all the weapons they get. Well, it's a little late, friends. Anyhow, that's it. Here, Pope Leo, on April the 12th, held a prayer vigil for peace. And he was imploring the world, stop planning arms and death. All right. It's kind of a standard SOP thing. On the 13th, in response to Trump, Pope Leo the 14th says he will continue speaking out against war. I guess Trump didn't like his peace vigil. Also on the 13th, Pope Leo says, "I am not afraid of Trump," end quote. So their words are flying back and forth. On the 15th, Pope Leo stresses the message of peace and unity despite another Trump verbal attack. Also on the 15th, U.S. Catholic bishops clarify the war theory after Vance says Pope Leo should be very careful in his commentaries. There was Watch What You Say. This is from Peter Thiel's Palantir product, J.D. Vance. There's more. Hold on. See if I can find one more. Okay. Today, Texas Republican calls Trump almost the second coming amid feud with Pope Leo and viral Jesus meme. That's the one with Jesus putting his arms around Trump, I guess. I don't know. It's a terrible picture. It's up there. The ego of this man is beyond belief. And the last one came late this afternoon. Pope Leo slams, quote, those who manipulate religion, end quote, for war, as the White House invokes a divine calling. A divine calling to go to war. The insanity is boiling over the pot, Father Kramer. It's really nuts.
Interesting is that basically the same people, not always the same individuals, but the same group, the same people, were responsible for getting Prevost elected pope, and who also were responsible for getting for ousting Benedict and installing Bergoglio. Now,
this would be was it? This is Fernandez included, I would think, right?
Well, I'm thinking in terms of the prime movers on the other side of the ocean.
Gotcha, yeah.
So with Bergoglio departing from the scene, and Trump be getting elected to be president, they needed somebody who would be a counterbalance to Trump. Somebody who could be anti-Trump, but at the same time upholds this this structure of the false paradigm of the left and the right, of Democrat and Republican, and to preserve the power structure of the Democrat, what I call the Republicrat Party, because it's all one party, really.
Sure.
The Republicratic Party is what I call it. So to uphold that power structure, so they elected this man. They got this. They pushed this man to get him elected. The way they got Bergoglio elected, so that he would be on the one hand opposed to Trump, but on the other hand, he's going to uphold that power structure, and that's exactly what we have.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and Trump is completely complicit with the horrible genocide that's taking place in Gaza, and I mean it's
totally.
It's something.
It couldn't have happened without him, as you know. Not to the degree.
These are crimes against humanity and true war crimes and crimes against humanity that the Israelis are committing. It's a genocide that's going on there. And with any opposition that is coming from Leo the 14th, it doesn't oppose that system which upholds the entire power structure. Well, the United States supporting Israel.
The United States is Israel's lifeline. Israel doesn't produce anything. It lives off of the largesse of the American taxpayer, which is outrageous, just for openers. And it's been this way since 1948, friends. This is not a new trend. They've never paid for anything. Oh, they used to hide it, call them loans, whatever. No, not a penny of payback that I've ever heard of. And I've had other people say the same thing. People who know.
Well, do you remember when Robert Kennedy was running for president back in, 1968?
Whatever, and, yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
As soon as he announced his candidacy, that he's going to run for president on the Democratic ticket, what's the first thing he said as a candidate? He said he announced his support for Israel.
It didn't save his life, but he was concerned about it, obviously.
Well, he wanted to get elected.
Sure.
And that's what you have to do. That's what, yep. That's what he had to do to get elected. So, hoping he'd get elected, but of course he got a bullet instead. But he understood the rules of the game. He wants to be elected president. The first thing he has to do is announce his support for Israel.
That's 58 years ago, friends. Nothing has changed. He watched his brother be destroyed by the Zionists. He knew. Those people understand. His father knew. Poor Joseph P. Kennedy, to watch both of his sons, all three of his sons, be murdered like they were. And yes, I think Joe Jr. was murdered in World War II. Terrible. So, we are here. How many trips is Pope Leo, I'm being facetious, how many trips has Pope Leo made to Gaza to stand in solidarity with those poor people? Zero.
Oh, well, I think he'd have difficulty getting in there, but...
Well, he'd come out feet first, probably. They'd kill him. The Jews have no problem killing anybody. They target paramedics. Oh, they love to bomb medical facilities. They love to shoot ambulances and blow them up. They love to go after hospitals. They did the same thing in Iran. They went after hospitals and schools and Iran's most elite university.
Well, the IDF is taking their target practice on Palestinian children in Gaza.
Correct, and they wait for the parents to show up and then take them out too. This is true. It's almost as if that group is another species that didn't come from this planet, or certainly the origins of the dominant species. These people are missing parts. Not all of them, many of them. They're missing. They have parts missing. It's an old expression, such as a conscience, heart, morals, simple things like that. They're not like the rest of the people. They realize that Christians are kind. They have goodness. And they use that, and they mock it, and they just make a complete shambles of everything. They kill people. Who does that? Who shoots little 4- and 5-year-old kids through the head and laughs? Who then kills their parents? Who does that? Is that a human, genetically ordained way of behavior? Or is it an elective? It boggles my mind that more people are seeing it, but the more people can't see that these people, and I've known some good ones, cannot change, will not change, and revel in the evil that they conduct their business with. They love it.
And they are behind the United Nations agenda. They are considering the percentage of the world population that this particular ethnic and nationality occupies, they are so disproportionately represented in the permanent appointments in the United Nations.
Right. Their representation at wherever you look in the world is disproportionate. Come on, whatever field, doesn't matter.
And so they get this man elected Pope, who is going to be on the side of their agenda. And their agenda, of course, is the New World Order. Yep. And the New World Order is communist. And in order to understand how communism is taking over the world, people have to understand that the propaganda of communism, what they're promoting is not actually communism. That's what they're promoting is debate. They get the working classes to be fighting on the side of the financial elite and not even to be aware of it. So they would say,
not even to be aware of it, yeah. True.
You remember back in the old days of the Cold War, when you would turn on the what they called Radio Peking in those days, and they would say, "Workers of the world, unite and defeat American imperialism." Workers, yeah, like it's supposed to be a workers' government. That the capitalists will be overthrown and the workers will take over.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that propaganda is simply the bait to get the working class to fight on the side of the corporate elite. Right. The corporate elite. Because communism was instituted by the corporate elite for the sake of corporate rule. What communism is, it is corporate monopoly capitalism. That's what communism is. It sets up a plantation economy. So you have a plantation system where you it's described, I think, best by George Orwell in his Animal Farm. The humans, of course, are the corporate executives and elite. You have the bankers. The bankers who are largely of a certain ethnic background.
Are you trying to tell us that they're predominantly Jewish Zionists? Is that what you're trying to say, Father Kramer?
Well, so yeah, it's in that general category. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And you have their servants are the technocrats. And these technocrats, of course, those who are not of the tribe, are the highest ranking farm animals. They aren't among the humans, because why did Orwell choose the distinction between farm animals and humans? Because there's one particular group that distinguishes between humans, which is themselves, and all the rest are goyim. So there we can see the distinction very plainly there.
Did he use the word goyim at any time?
Not that I know. I've never seen that word used in any of the books of his that I have read.
Okay.
But the distinction is so clear that... I think it's rather obvious. And considering his background, I think his name was his birth name was Eric Blair. He worked for the MI6, so he was clued in to what was happening. He was opposed to that system, unlike Aldous Huxley, who was in favor of that system, a propagandist for that system with his Brave New World. George Orwell was actually opposed to it, and it seems that he was given a very virulent form of cancer to off him from this world.
They gave him basically turbo cancer, okay? That's right. Interesting. He had TB as well. I don't know if the two were simultaneous or what, but yeah.
So that's the system. It is, the communism is instituting the plantation system where you have the corporate elite under tribal rule, the corporate elite who are in charge of all the plantation slaves, which is the rest of us. Those of us who are allowed to live will be plantation slaves.
Yep.
So that is what communism is. And in this cynicism of Karl Marx was to say that the state will wither away. You know, this is the propaganda is that the working class will take over and this oppressive state will just wither away. Well, what we see today happening is that's an inversion. What Marx was talking about was, in fact, an inversion of reality, because the state, under communism, the state does indeed wither away, because the state gives way to the corporate structure. You don't need a state when you have when the government is when finance and corporatism run the whole world. When national flags of governments and states are replaced by the flags and logos of corporations and banking institutions, that's the true withering away of the state. And that is cynically what Karl Marx meant. That's the withering away of the state, not what the communist propaganda says will be the withering away of the state. So if everything has to be understood according to the diabolical satanic inversion. And Karl Marx was a Satanist, and he was completely given over to inversion. So you have to read Karl Marx through the inverted lens, and you understand how he inverts everything. Then you can grasp what communism really is.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Yeah, very good. Well, Goyim is the operative word that everyone needs to know and fully appreciate for what it is. It is our definition, the great majority. It's what we are in their mind, and we are to be used and disposed of at their every whim. They just don't care.
And it is in this most radical sense that I say Trump is a communist, because he is in favor of the corporate monopoly plantation system.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yep.
Well, the global the global plantation.
Your point is very well taken. You're spot on, as always. I just think if there's anything good that can be said about the last 10 years. Is that more and more people now are not afraid to use the word Jew or Jewish. They were afraid 20 years ago. You didn't hear it. It was used very advisedly. Now people are understanding that there is a group, a tribe, that is running the planet, and it's only 17 million on the face of the earth, allegedly. I have a sneaking suspicion it may be more than that, but whatever. 6 or 7 million here in the U.S., 5 or 6 million in Israel, and the rest of them just a diaspora. But they are running the show. They're controlling Trump. He doesn't need much coercing. He's either a Jew or he might as well be. His daughters, grandkids, his son-in-law, it's all in the family. So don't be surprised. He's not one of us in many ways. Many, many ways. He is not one of us. His truth has really blossomed. You cannot be a best friend of Jeffrey Epstein for 10 years and have not participated in, I'll just say it, in my opinion, everything Epstein did. Trump is one of those type of people that wants to be in on the fast lane. Don't forget, World Wrestling Federation, WWF. Donald Trump learned all about how to control the crowd through his World Wrestling Federation participation and his role. He's been in the rings. He's been out of the rings. He is in the WWF Hall of Fame. He knows how to manipulate the masses. But he has, in my opinion, not speaking for Father Kramer, he has participated in, as redacted as the Epstein papers are, he's involved in all of it, from cannibalism to homicides or infanticides, right on up to rapes and abuse. And Epstein did say something, I'm paraphrasing, very close to, Trump always scared him. He was afraid of Trump. Why? Because Trump was so sadistic. It's a bad combination. All those poor Epstein victims who pointed to Trump and pointed to the others and all that, they're dying. They're being killed off. No surprise. They're threatened. It's a terrible thing. And Epstein wasn't the only one doing this kind of work. He was obviously the biggest, most successful. I mean, the damage he inflicted on civilization in general is off the charts, astronomical. He mocked people all the time. They use their code words, jerky, shrimp, whatever. And they had a word that sounded to me like it was unequivocally supposed to equate to the flesh, the butchered flesh of children, butchered, packaged, frozen. He bragged about how his freezer was full of tenders or whatever they called them. These are pieces of children. These are cannibals. Was I there? Can I prove it? No. Does the evidence do everything but scream and yell and shout it? Yes. It's all in the Epstein papers. We're never going to see them. This is pure satanic evil at the most outrageously malevolent, sick dimension. I'm talking too much. Please go ahead.
Well, Pam Bondi assured the American people that there's no evidence that committed any crime. And everybody knows that. She added that everybody knows that. Everybody knows there's no evidence. So, being such a loyal sycophant, look what she got for her trouble.
It's funny, isn't it, how they turn on their own? They use them and then dump them. She's just a two-bit, I'll be polite, trollop. How's that? Not even a two-bit.
Trump's going to be dumped himself.
I think he'll make it halfway through. If they give him 2 years and one day, or thereabout, J.D. Vance can finish the term and then run for two full terms after that. That's the Palantir presidency, right there. Vance has lost a lot of weight recently. I put together a little story on that the other day with pictures. It's like he's thinning down. He's getting ready. They're going to try to install him. This could lead to a civil war. Could lead to a lot of things. The midterms are going to be a major loss for the so-called Republican Party. Anybody can see that now. So the midterms are the loss. Trump has a heart attack. Remember, they can remove these people anytime they want to. They have EMF weapons. They have things to put in food. They can cause anything they want in anybody. So he'll be in there not a moment longer than the the Zionist Jews want him in there. That's that simple.
They don't even have to dirty their hands to off him because
no.
They can get him to resign whenever they want him to resign.
Sure, not redact a page from the Epstein files and release it. One page.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. And Trump, as much as a narcissist as he is, I think he's finally the penny has finally dropped with him that he understands that he's not so popular anymore. I mean, his approval rate has plummeted so badly.
Oh, it's over. It's just done. There's no rehabilitating that. MAGA is done, dead. They were hustled. I think many of them realize it now. Trump's a fraud. He's a complete phony. Always has been. He's more than an opportunist. He does what he's told. He's just a sycophant of international Zionist power. And he may well be orthodox by this time. Just remember the president of Argentina converted as soon as he was elected. First official state visit was to New York to pray at Schneerson's crypt at the Lubavitcher headquarters. It's crazy.
Well, Trump ran on this ticket of being the peace president. He's going to make peace between Ukraine and Russia. He's going to stop that war within 24 hours.
That war is going to go on for a long time to come yet, apparently. Hundreds and hundreds of drones from each side are flying back and forth every night. Some are shot down. The Russians say we shot down 209 drones last night coming from Ukraine. They never talk about how many they didn't shoot down. But if you look and you watch, you can pick up some of that. There's a news blackout on a lot of it, but one of their big refineries, another one was hit. And these aren't Ukrainian drones necessarily. They're NATO drones, they're U.S. drones. Putin knows what's going on. Yet he will not move to end that war. And he could. It's not supposed to end, apparently. He could simply give it. If he wanted to end that war, Father Kramer, he issues to the little Jew Zelensky in Kiev, or Kiev, however you want to pronounce it. You have 36 hours to vacate the city. Everyone has to leave. And then we're coming in and we're going to level it. You have 36 hours to move everybody out of Kharkov, or Kharkiv, however you want to pronounce it. You have 36 hours to move everyone out of Odessa. And we're going to level it. And then do it. That's how you end the war. Anyway, it's not ending. 4 years of what? 4 years. And they still, the Russians, have not expelled all of the Ukrainian military from the Donbass. Still, after 4 years, there are areas of the Donbass that are still held by Zelensky's Christian warriors. I'm being facetious. They're Christians. They're being rounded up and they're sent to their deaths. The average life expectancy is less than 8 hours, I think, in the front. Once you get to the front, you're gone. So there you go. Go ahead.
In the meantime, the communist revolution is taking place in the western part of the world, and hardly anyone sees it because they don't know the true face of communism.
Look at Europe. It's all over Western Europe, for goodness sakes. Look at Britain. How can they miss it? You're right, but it's just sickening.
What we have now, and Trump is the catalyst in all of this, by making war on Iran with the closing of the Strait of Hormuz, which is temporarily open. And I emphasize it's only temporarily open now.
Yep.
What this does, it drives up energy prices. And everything goes up when petroleum goes up, when the oil prices go up, then everything goes up. And there right. is the problem of the transportation of goods. Now, this is in the third secret of Fatima, because it was spoken of by Maliki Martin, who had read the secret. It was spoken of by Cardinal Stritch, who had heard the secret. And it's about the monopoly control of the capital goods and the flow of capital goods. Now, we can recall when Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum spoke of the Great Reset. What's going to bring about this Great Reset to take place? And he said the interruption of the supply chains. The interruption of the supply chains. Now, how do you interrupt the supply chains? Well, now we have in the Philippines, the first domino has fallen. A state of emergency was declared by President Marcos. And one of the reasons that people in the government are talking about why President Marcos declared a state of emergency, and is that because there's the danger of the interruption of the supply chains. What that means, and this is going to happen in all the Western countries, you're going to have, because of the fuel prices are so high, truck drivers are going to go, they're all going to go out of business. The trucking companies will go out of business. They don't have enough money to stay in business. It costs more to stay in business than you can earn. And that shuts down the economy, and it shuts down the delivery of essential goods. How is the food going to get to the supermarkets and the grocery stores if the companies that are running the transportation can't afford to make ends meet and they have to all go out of business? Now, we just had the great protest here we have this great protest ongoing here in Ireland. The truck drivers are blocking the streets. They're desperate. And the government, the Taoiseach prime minister, is saying this is not the way to go about protesting. Well, protesting, going out in the streets and marching, what did that ever accomplish? Absolutely nothing. Some of these people are so desperate that as these protests are going on, they are actually going out of business. Each day by day, right now, they're going out of business. They cannot continue to stay in business delivering goods to their destination. And if they can't deliver goods to the destination, then the store's shelves go empty. An economist, a highly reputable economist, explained recently, I don't remember his name, but explained that there's going to be famine in the world very soon. And of course, Klaus Schwab summed it up perfectly when he said that the crisis will be brought about that will usher in the Great Reset, which is, of course, communism, corporate right. monopolism. It will be brought about through the interruption of the supply chains. And we see that those supply chains are being interrupted right now by means of Trump's war against Iran, which is Bibi Netanyahu's war against Iran.
Yeah, I call it the Jewish war against Iran. Exactly. Yep. That's what it is. You sent me a couple of stories, and we should spend a moment just to talk about the hideous, inhuman, non-human, subhuman behavior of Jews toward Palestinians regarding those Palestinians who are tragically remanded to Jewish custody in their prisons and jails. The rapes that go on, and I want to point out again that the Israeli guards, military guards, usually in these facilities, are men and women. The women watch the rapes and cheer the men on. That's how sick they are. They're declared as national heroes by the media. These are not normal people. It's like it's a different species. Pardon my redundancy. But we should remind everyone that these Palestinians are being degraded and abused in a purely, utterly satanic fashion. Nothing human about it or humane. Nothing. Nothing.
Well, would you say this satanic is for a good reason? Because they are under demonic possession. when people who behave that way are under demonic possession.
You said it, and you're right. And I should have said something similar, but I leave that to you. That's your wisdom area. But I concur 1,000%. These are demonic people. Not all of them. I have some of you listeners right now are Jewish, and you know what's going on. I get emails from some, and they're good people. Look, good is good, no matter what color you paint it, what name you hang on it, doesn't matter. Satanic, demonic, evil is. Go ahead.
There are Jewish people who are very much opposed to this kind of thing.
They have no voice, though. That's right. They're shut out.
There are not too many who can speak out like Norman Finkelstein.
No, that's true. What is this story you sent me? Globalists used NSA spying. Oh, we know that. They can have whatever they want, whatever we have. They got it. SWIFT, that's the money exchange system. Catholic Spring to force out Benedict the 16th. He was forced out. Tell us, to give us a story about Benedict. He was, by the way, for all of you who don't know, just to make sure we get it in here, he was held prisoner for the last 9 years of his life, or 10, 9 or 10, in the Vatican. Benedict. He was overthrown. Go ahead.
That was, of course, the prime movers were Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. But they were prime movers in the active sense of setting things in motion, but they themselves were not the instigators. They were simply carrying out orders themselves.
Because,
you know, yes,
I get it.
Hillary and Obama are basically they're stooges, they're puppets, they're pawns. They're not the prime movers, the actual prime movers. But
that's right.
But in the sense of setting things in motion, actually setting things in motion, they were the ones behind it, and they used their intelligence assets, and they used their financial connections. It's strains credulity to think that it had nothing to do with Benedict's so-called resignation, his renunciation, to be more precise. That the SWIFT payment system was restored immediately after he announced his renunciation.
Interesting. I had forgotten about that. Now it comes to mind now. I don't remember that until you said it. Now I do.
And of course, it was denied that had nothing to do with the so-called resignation of Benedict. It had nothing to do with that. It was just a pure coincidence. Who was it who said that? Only when it is denied, then you have the confirmation that it, in fact, is true.
Mm-hmm. Only when it's denied is that the ultimate conversation. Not conversation. Certification.
Confirmation. Yes.
Yeah.
The ultimate confirmation that it's true is when they have to come out and deny it.
Yeah. Wild. What?
So now we have a
ahead.
Stooge who calls himself Leo the 14th, and he is a globalist stooge for the New World Order, for the United Nations agenda.
Right.
So I don't know how his pontificate is going to end, but it's going in a bad direction at the present time. And part of that United Nations agenda is a global religion. And he talks out of both sides of his mouth. He speaks of the dangers of syncretism, but yet he promotes syncretism.
I'm not optimistic about this. I don't believe the, from all I can determine, the Iran war is not over. Netanyahu has stated that clearly. They don't pay any attention to ceasefires. I'm looking for more attacks on Iran anytime now. Fortunately, they're able to get into their underground missile cities, those who have had their entrances blown up and shut down, and they're extracting all kinds of missiles, apparently. So they're ready to go. They've got thousands left. They're not even close to running out. And, so we will see. We will see.
And we're being told by the former Prime Minister of Israel that Turkey is the next Iran.
I know. I don't know how that's going to work out. Turkey has a very large military. They're not to be trifled with.
What was his name? Neftali Bennett, I think, the former
Prime
Minister.
Neftali Bennett. Neftali Bennett.
Yeah, he's the one who said it, that Turkey is the next Iran.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
we
this
will
is
see
the never-ending war that Trump promised in his campaign we'll never get involved in.
It's true, and never-ending is an appropriate word to use, no question. We both, I think, are on the same page in envisioning Trump not making 4 years. It just doesn't seem logical, politically pragmatic.
No.
It doesn't seem reasonable. You want
he won't make 4 years.
2 years or a long enough time for J.D. Vance to, they're going to manage him. They're going to promote him. They're going to anoint him. They're going to try to portray him as something far different from Trump. You can count on that. Will he actually be? No. He's a stooge of Peter Thiel, right? And Palantir. I don't know how else you can look at it. He's just another servant. He was created by Thiel. And Thiel is a very strange, very strange man. Very strange. Doesn't give me any peace and confidence. So that's where we're probably going. It wouldn't surprise me if the camel runs again. She's already pulled her apparent political advisory board together for her run for the presidency. She only lost by 2 million votes. Trump 77, the camel 75. So there's reason to think that she is a, quote, viable candidate.
It's amazing. In a country of 300 million people, the quality of individual who are selected to be the candidates to run for the highest office in the country.
Yeah. Oh, I concur. The quality is not there. The quality will never be there again. And it really, it's been gone for 100 years or more, 125 years. We might have had some reasonable presidents in the late 1800s who actually thought they were representing the people. But FDR,
yeah.
Communist, come on, head on. JFK was the last bright light of hope.
I was only 8 years old, but I was for Kennedy. But, you know, when Trump ran against Hillary, people asked me, who do you want to win the election? And I said, I hope they both lose.
All right, my friend. Thank you for the update. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Be careful and take good care. Thank you.
Bye now.
Father Paul Kramer. Okay, that's it for tonight. We have a lot of work ahead of us here. We'll be up till 3, 4, 5 a.m., making sure we have the news ready for you in the morning. And thank you. Thank you. I've got occasionally some really nice emails from people. I wish I could answer all of them. Just great people out there. You're all appreciated. We'll talk to you tomorrow night in 21 hours. Thanks for being here. Take care.